Welcome to Obis here. We are continuing to hang out with Bill Reeser. He is the pastor of Encounter. It's on Friday night at 7 p.m. at Church of the Savior, 1301 Brandon Road in Nicholasville, Kentucky, just over the Fayette County line there in the Jessamine off Harrisburg Road or Nicholasville Road. Easy to find. It's also available. You can watch on Church of the Savior's Facebook page, but encourage you to check out in person if you can. They have child care available. We've been talking about how do you recover when your life falls apart, and talking from the book of Lamentations, Jeremiah wrote it. Really, really good stuff. You missed the first two programs. Really want to challenge you, and I just encourage you, challenge you to go check out those 14-minute programs at our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org, and catch those 14-minute programs. But Bill's been sharing with us about how we need to talk first to God about our frustrations before we talk to anybody else. Instead of thinking about how bad things are all the time, set my mind on the goodness and the love of God that brings me hope, meditating on the mercy of God and focusing on things I can't change, start the process of changing things I can change. So many good nuggets like that in those programs. But yesterday, Bill, as we were wrapping up, you talked about, you know, needing to get alone with God, to be quiet, waiting, and hope will appear. And you shared those three things that just help us kind of get in God's presence there. Can you kind of remind our listeners of what those three were yesterday?
When we get alone with God, it's so important that when we enter that silence, when life is heavy and hard to take, it says go off by yourself, enter the silence, bow in prayer, don't ask questions. To enter the silence, it means that we need to get in a receptive mood. In other words, we need to be in a mood to be ready to hear the voice of God. And if we're ready to hear the voice of God, we need to get an obedient mood. And then we need to be expectant that that's going to happen, that God is going to speak to us. And that's so important for us to be in that receptive, obedient, expectant mood so we can always hear the voice of God. Because he's always speaking, and he wants to talk to us. And that's what a living hope does. That's what a relationship does. Can you honestly say that if you don't speak to someone, do you have an ongoing relationship with that person? Of course not. And while we may pray to God, a lot of times we end our prayers, but we never take the time to just shut it down, be quiet, and say, Lord, is there anything you want to tell me? Anything you want to speak to me? And God wants to speak to us.
That's one of the great things about being a follower of Jesus. I think we need to take more advantage of that, especially in the time that we're living in. Your final point on your talk that night at Encounter, you said, instead of dwelling on what I think God did not do, I choose to be grateful for the fact that God was, is, and will always be faithful. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, the problem for so many is that they focus on what they perceive, what God has not done, instead of what God has done for them. So the last point is we choose to be grateful for the fact that God was, is, and will always be faithful. Mm. And that's true. At the end of every year, any season, no matter what goes on around us, we can always come to this conclusion. He is the faithful Father. He's always been faithful. And you know what? If God is for us, who could be against us? He's always on our side. God is always on the side of his own. He's never against us. So he's always on our side. I love what Psalm 124 says. It says, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. But praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare, and the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So when we take a reflective look at where God was during this pandemic, during the virus, a lot of people say, well, if God was just there, well, God was there and he was faithful. He was taking care of us. I mean, he was always with us in our darkest moment. He brought us through. No one else could take credit but him for how he pulled us through in 2020 and now even through 2021.
Amen and amen.
That's right.
Well, what a great talk. If you missed this, I want to encourage you. We'll actually try to put it on our Facebook page or on our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. But, Bill, I want to, you've got 10 more weeks still left of Encounter on Friday nights at 7 p.m. And, man, I love the topics that you hit on, because a lot of these that, you know, just in all honesty, you don't necessarily hear on Sunday mornings. But share with us some of those talks. I know the one that'll be this Friday night, tonight, actually, if you're listening live on the radio, Recovering from a Secular Society and a Changing World. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect tonight if they come.
Well, I think we all can agree that we're living in a secular society and a changing world. And a lot of people are wondering, what now? Is judgment coming? Is our nation going to fall apart? Are we going to be a communist is socialism going to take over? Are we going to get taken over by China? What's going to go on? Am I going to be allowed to do this? Or am I going to be allowed to do that? And it's a changing world. The values are changing. We're moving more and more towards secularism than ever before. And the values and the Word of God is being pushed out. It has been pushed out for a long time. It started with taking prayer out of schools. And from a long time ago, the enemy's plan was to push God more and more. So what do we do? How do we recover from a changing society and a secular world? Well, there's a great story in the Bible with the prophet Elijah. You didn't want to mess with this guy. He was a bad dude. And one day, as he has a prayer duel with a bunch of prophets, and he gets 450 of them together, and they're worshiping the prophets of Baal, and Elijah's the only one that's worshiping God at the time, and he challenges them to a prayer duel. One of the things that he says is he, in front of everyone, he says, "How long will you waver between two worlds?" And there's a great lesson in that prayer. And he prayed that God would show up. And he prayed that God would answer his prayer so that everyone would know that he alone was God. And in a changing world, I think we have to do the same. We have to go seek the presence and face and voice of God and have him answer those prayers, because he will answer those prayers. And have him answer them to us personally, because God wants to speak. Again, it goes back to hearing the voice of God and having our own encounter with God. And when we have that encounter with God, no matter what's going on in our society, no matter what's going on around us, we can know that he's a faithful father. He's going to take care of us because this world is not our own. Mm-hmm. It's just a temporary stop. You know, it's all life is preparation for eternity, one lifelong interview for our eternal position in heaven. And I want to know how everyone's doing in their interview, because we're going to get tested and we'll get hard questions along the way.
But the good news is God gives us the answer to the test, and it's one reason we do Hope is Here. And I love one of the verses that you based Encounter, Hebrews 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's an anchor when you throw out stabilizes the ship from drifting. And as Christians, we tend to drift. But a good anchor will never make that boat drift. It may go off a little bit, but it's never going back out into sea and get lost. And so we have this hope that's firm. It's an anchor that's firm and secure. Why? Because it's a living hope. It's not a dead hope. It's not a hope that's still on the cross, that's still in the grave, that's still in the tomb. It's a hope that's alive and well, and that lives through us through the Holy Spirit, that gets activated in us as a gift when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It's a living hope that we can have a relationship with. It's firm. It's secure. There's nothing better. There's nothing more powerful. There's nothing in the world can match it. There's no other God, little g's, that can match D God, because God, you alone are God. And you are alone. You alone are God of the universe and our personal God.
Amen and amen. What share some of the other topics we're going to be talking about in the upcoming 10 weeks.
Well, there was so much sickness and death. And I get questions all the time. What's God's view on sickness? Why does he heal people? Why doesn't he heal people? Why does he allow people to die? And these are great questions that people have, and they're really good questions. And so we're going to tackle that, and we're going to answer those questions. We're going to talk about sickness. We're going to see what God's Word has to say about sickness, about healing. Why does God heal and why doesn't He? I'm not going to give it to you now. You're going to have to tune into the series. But it's going to be a great night. We're also going to talk about how to recover from my giants. You know, a lot of us, the giants came out and caused a lot of fear and a lot of destruction in 2020. And all of us have giants. And the problem with giants, if you look at the story of David and Goliath, that giant would come out every day, and the Israelites would back down in fear because they saw that giant in relationship to themselves. But a little ruddy boy named David saw that giant in relationship to God, and all of a sudden that giant wasn't as big. Even though that giant was 9 feet 6 inches tall, that's a pretty big giant. I wouldn't want to mess with that giant myself. But you know what? David had faith because he knew he was no match for his God. And that's what we do with God. You know, we present our giants to God instead of telling our giants how big our God is. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about how to overcome and recover from the giants in our lives. And a lot of us, I tell you, there's a lot of things we lost in 2020. So another talk we're going to do is how do we recover from a lost hope? So many people lose it, and there's people in the Bible that have lost hope. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about how to regain that hope. In that talk. And then here's one. Everyone's talking to me about this one. How to recover from the crazy train people who make you crazy. And we all got people who drive us crazy, but no one can drive you crazy. And a lot of people think, well, that person is really making me crazy. Well, you don't have to worry about going crazy because crazy people don't worry about going crazy because they're already crazy. And they don't worry about if other people think they're going crazy. So if you think you're going crazy, you're not going crazy. So don't worry, you're not crazy. If that makes any sense. But we choose to let other people make us crazy, and it's a choice of how we're going to relate to that person, how we're going to see, are we seeing that person through the eyes of Jesus and loving that person with his heart, and can we set up good boundaries and allow the crazy makers not to make us crazy? Because sometimes there are cases where God calls us to love people, and there are sometimes where God calls us to give them a blessing, but also take that blessing back if they're not a safe person to be in a relationship with, where we have to dust the sands off of our sandals and move on to another house or another home or another relationship. These are hard things that Christians have to deal with. We're going to talk about all of that night. Really good talk. We're going to talk about the big one, how to recover from fear and anxiety. We're going to tackle this head on, not in just one talk. As you can see, we're intertwining fear and anxiety all throughout the talk. You know, Philippians 4, 6, 7, don't be anxious about anything, but pray about everything. With a thankful heart, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We're going to talk about our root issues, all of our root issues of our past pain, our hurts, our root issues, and how to recover from the root issues, because at encounter, we put people in a position where the Holy Spirit can reveal and rip out the root issues of our lives. We're going to tackle generational curses, bitterness, and unforgiveness, and the big one, the last talk of the series, is how do we recover from unbelief, which is the root of every sin.
Bill, great stuff. Thanks so much for being with us. I want to challenge you, man, check out Encounter Friday night at 7 p.m. at Church of the Savior, 1301 Branham Road. We'll have that on our website. You can catch the podcast if you're driving, say, hey, I can't write that down. They have child care available. They're doing social distancing. They have music before, great worship music. Man, you will be really blessed by that before Bill shares a word of God. You can also watch it online if you're not available to do that at Church of the Savior's Facebook page, but we'll have all this information on our website. Check it out at hopeishere.org. That's hopeishere.org.
Serving Central Kentucky since 2012, Gluten-Free Miracles is Lexington's locally owned healthy bakery and cafe. For those who follow a gluten-free diet, there are lots of delicious options. If you're on a paleo, keto, or vegan eating plan, then Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe is also the place for you. Need a birthday cake or anniversary cake for that special occasion? Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe can also assist you there. Conveniently located off Nicholasville Road behind Jeff's Car Wash. Visit them today or check them out online at glutenfreemiracles.com. That's glutenfreemiracles.com.